at least from my perspective, it's the serious concern that we had about some orchards being abandoned because they were no longer productive, and the owners of those orchards just frankly just didn't know what to do with them. And so what this does is potentially provides them an opportunity to think and to sort of pencil out whether or not they can cost effectively and efficiently remove the diseased trees and replant. And if they do, over a period of time, they recoup the cost. And with the cost share that's being provided, their risk is not as significant as it might otherwise be.
These dollars for Florida citrus growers are available through USDA's Tree Assistance Program.
And I think it's a recognition that we continue to do research on what may potentially be the cure, quote-unquote, for the, all of this, but that we don't really have a definitive solution. And in order to sort of keep this contained and hopefully over time reverse it, it's going to be necessary for us to put a lot more emphasis on removing diseased trees and putting in new trees. So this tree assistance program provides a convenient way for us to provide the help and assistance financially for producers. So I think it's that, and I think it's the fact that it's such a widespread issue here that it really does and is impacting Florida citrus in a very significant, real way. And since they are such a dominant component of our citrus production in the United States, we felt it was appropriate and necessary to move.
And the OSAC encourages growers to stop by their local FSA office before September 30th to sign up. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.